Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from WNYC, made on Varick Street.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Oklahoma band called Bruncho draws on the classic fuzzed-out sound of garage pop and rock. Lena Dunham's a fan. She used this song on season 3 of her hit TV series Girls. Bruncho's latest album, their second, is called Just Enough Hip to Be Woman, and it spawned an underground hit with over 1.6 million plays on Spotify. You'll hear that song, the improbably named Class Historian, in just a few minutes. And I might as well just warn you in advance that the tune will be stuck in your head for the rest of the day. Let's start, though, with a song called Stay Loose. Here's the band Bruncho live on Soundcheck. The song is called Stay Loose, and that's a live performance here on Soundcheck by the band Bruncho. They are led by singer-songwriter Ryan Lindsay, who played guitar, Ben King on guitar, Nathan Price behind our drum kit, Mandy Larson playing guitar, and Penny Pitchlin playing the bass. Ryan, to you and the rest of the band, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having us.
I know you must get this question a lot, but does the word Bruncho, the name Bruncho, mean anything?
I don't think so. I don't know. I mean, originally it was something, and then it changed to something else, and then maybe it's something in Spanish.
It's not a misspelling of Bronco.
There is an actual spelling of Bronco with the H, and there's a university near us that are called the Broncos, and they spell it with an H.
Really? And which university is that?
University of Central Oklahoma.
Huh.
You see, they're the Bronchos.
And they pronounce it Bronchos?
They say Bronco.
Yeah.
They pronounce it wrong.
That's pretty pathetic when you can't pronounce your own school mascot correctly.
I guess that's why we created it, to raise awareness for mispronunciation.
Now, your first album as Broncho was Can't Get Past the Lips.
Uh-huh.
Second album out now called Just Enough Hip to Be Woman. Is there a kind of a theme, a trend in these album titles?
I think so, yeah. We try to be as ambiguous and blatant as possible.
Mm-hmm. Did you see this new record as a kind of extension of the first, or was this maybe a slightly different approach?
I think we recorded it in the same way. We didn't really do anything different, but there was a progression in the songs that were more melody-driven. Mm-hmm. So that was the main focus.
Now, because the second album ends with a song called China that seems maybe to be opening a door to maybe something completely different for the third record. Did you see it that way?
It was the longest song on the record, so we thought, all right, let's do that last.
Yeah, at 4.5 minutes for you guys, that's epic.
It's like maybe too long.
Yeah, but you know, the amazing thing about that song is all the musical references that come like just one right after another. The Jerry Lee Lewis, you know, Great Balls of Fire.
Yeah.
The Beach Boys, you know, Find a New Place Where the Kids Are Hip from When I Get Around. And I don't know if you're a Susie and the Banshees fan, but the kind of...
Yeah, I can hear that for sure.
Their song Hong Kong Gardens has that. I mean, it seems like it's just full of musical allusions.
Goodness gracious, God almighty.
Yeah, we're sponges. We take it all in.
Mm-hmm. So how did the girls thing happen? How did It's On end up on Girls?
You know, I'm not completely sure, because the song they ended up using for that was from a radio show that we did. It was like a live version. So we had that recording out there, and they heard that. And I think I'm more oriented towards like getting... a version of any song done in the studio with like a loose amount of control. Like, okay, let's do this here. It's not like completely, we're not like crazy about keeping pure control on stuff. But I think we would have thought another version would have been taken for something like that. But when they liked it, it was like, all right, well, sure, use it.
Well, now, since that's happened, and even before that happened, it seems like you guys have been real road warriors.
Yeah.
You know, you were out on tour for the first record, and your label kind of folded underneath you as that happened. So there you are, stranded out on the road. What did you do?
We were in Iowa somewhere, you know, stranded. In between some corn, we find out. It was, you know, like, we were in a place where we were touring so much still on that first record that it didn't affect us as bad as it could have in a different place. It would have happened like right when the record came out. It's like we're lucky enough to, we record our records with friends of ours, and they, you know, they make money elsewhere and use us for, you know, free outlets, which is nice to have that.
Yeah, yeah.
So we weren't worried too much about getting the record done. It was more like, we need to find time, because we kept booking more stuff. Opportunities would come up that made us want to stay out on the road. So really at that point it was like, well, let's find the time to get the record done and then send it out. And we sent it out, and Dine Alone was
the
label that we signed with, and they've been great.
The album is out now. It's the second from the band Broncho. It's called Just Enough Hip to Be Woman. You want to play another song from it for us?
Yeah.
All right, this one is called Stop Tricking. We're speaking with Ryan Lindsay, who will strap on the guitar and lead the band Broncho, performing live here in our New York studio on Soundcheck.
I was almost 2 years for you.
Once again, the band Broncho live on Soundcheck with their song Stop Tricking, and everybody getting into the vocal act there, although Ryan Lindsay once again leading the way. From their latest record called Just Enough Hip to Be Woman. And Ryan, I keep seeing online people sort of comparing this band, Broncho, to Cheap Trick. So is Stop Tricking in some level you saying, all right, stop with the Cheap Trick comparisons already? You can say no.
I wish. I do like his pants, though. Where I grew up in Oklahoma, I was listening to a lot of Top 40. So I was hearing the hits. Mm-hmm. And everything, you know, MTV, everything was, it was massive. Everything was big. So in a lot of ways, my biggest influences are the hits. So we maybe in some ways we're trying to do the arena thing in a really tiny claustrophobic club.
But it does seem like these songs are kind of, you know, the as we'll hear with the next song, Class Historian, you know, it's like a melody that can fill all available space, I guess. But it seems to start with something kind of indie and intimate and like you were alluded to before, like a bunch of friends just getting together and making music.
Yeah, I think the key is to, for us, is to keep it simple and try to make simple interesting. That makes the most sense for this band, rather than trying to do something that we're not, or do too much.
Mm-hmm. So with Class Historian, first of all, is that a real thing? I mean, do schools have Class Historian?
Ours did, but I think I'm the only one I know.
And were you the Class Historian?
I was a Class Historian, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So what did you do?
The only thing I really had to do, other than I showed up for, you know, meetings here and there, was I had to write a poem about our senior year and recite it with my friend Brandon, who was class secretary, maybe.
So that's like public performance.
It was a big deal.
Yeah,
it was a big deal. Yeah, and I was elected. I was an elected official, and I think probably what I was supposed to do is maybe take some pictures, but I thought that's what yearbook staff was for.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't do that. I thought, I'll let them do that. I'll work on this poem.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. And were you writing songs by then?
Yeah. Yeah. I started probably around 13 writing songs and playing in a band. So.
Now, I saw a video online of you talking about this song, Class Historian, where you were sort of saying, I wasn't sure when I first wrote it whether it was going to be a Broncho song or not.
Yeah.
What else would it have been?
Well, I was doing I was working on a solo record at that point, and so it was the stuff was a lot different, and that could have gone either way. I was really, when we started recording Broncho stuff, I was in the middle of this other record, and I had these two energies that were happening. There was some stuff that was very a lot slower, very simplistic. Just basic songwriting stuff that was taking up a certain ambient space. And then I had this other half of the record that was like a little bit more upbeat and was awkward because it didn't know exactly where to go, you know, because it didn't make sense with this stuff. So once we started Broncho, then it was like a lot of songs started making their way in certain spots. So eventually I'll probably go back and finish that record and it will actually make sense.
All right. The song is Class Historian, big sort of underground online hit single for the band Broncho, and they're going to play it for us now. As I mentioned at the top of the show, this is a classic earworm, one of those melodies that just burrows into your head and won't let go. So be prepared. Here's Broncho with Class Historian live on Soundcheck. Thank you. That is Broncho live on Soundcheck with their song Class Historian. I guess when in doubt, leave the lyrics out. And that's what Ryan does in the chorus of that song. A lot of doot-doot-doots that they get in there and they just kind of stay in there. So, Ryan, you guys are touring again. And then South by Southwest?
You gonna, yeah. Yeah, we'll be down there. Any number of days, any number of places.
And that you'll probably figure out while you're down there.
Yeah, while we're there, we'll get an itinerary each morning.
All right, the second and most recent album by the band Broncho is out now. It's called Just Enough Hip to Be Woman. We've been hearing some songs from it played live in the Soundcheck studio today. Ryan, to you and the rest of the band, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
By the way, we shot video of today's session. Find it at soundcheck.org. And if you subscribe to WNYC's YouTube channel, we'll update you every time we post new videos. That does it for this installment of the Soundcheck podcast. Thanks for listening.